Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Tom Fitz. If you've ever thought about using an AI girlfriend, here's your chance. Itslust.chat is a private AI companion chat site for unfiltered, not safe for work conversations. You pick your companion, talk by text or voice. You log in with your Google account and have the option to speak to Rook, Sable, or Mina. I asked Rook about the way that she looks, and here's what she's got to say.
I'm Rook. Tall, with dark, messy waves falling just past my shoulders. Sharp green eyes that don't miss a thing. And a smirk that usually gives away exactly what I'm thinking.
As you can hear, the voices are excellent. Also remember, your data is private and it'll never be sold. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, maybe I was wrong about JLo looking good for her age, because apparently all her photos are now photoshopped. She's desperate to look young forever, and that's what most women want. But we all know that no one wants to look at old women anymore, not even old women themselves. There's a new term called filter dysmorphia, where people are obsessed with the filtered and idealized version of themselves. They get surgery then to more closely resemble their filtered self. Is J-Lo next? Up next, here's the difference in annual salary between the median worker in the United States versus Canada. But Canadians will say they get free healthcare. Yes, if you're lucky enough to live long enough in an emergency room to get it. Or wait 6 to 12 months to see a specialist. Isn't it just better to pay for healthcare in the United States and still pocket $10,000 to $12,000+ a year? Then you can use that money towards housing costs and gas taxes. No wonder a record number of Canadians are leaving to the United States. Number three, people are saying that more and more talent in Hollyweird is starting to look like it's an AIDS commercial out there. It's all fun and games until some big-name stars start dropping off dead from anorexia induced by weight loss drugs. These sorts of drugs slowly destroy you from within and most people don't even really know it. How about doing it the old-fashioned way by working out and getting in shape and adjusting your diet? If you don't build muscle and just lose fat, then you'll end up looking like a stick figure. Moving on, here's Pope Leo XIV in 1982 versus today. He looked like he was trying out for the role of one of the Blues Brothers. And he really is on a mission from God. Please someone tell me that this is AI generated. I just don't like the fact that he's getting friendly with Islam for some reason. Here's what it looks like when you bring the band back together. Number 5, in case you missed it in the last video, here's the death of diversity of donuts when it looks like in Canada. Dunkin' Donuts will start hiring locals when they open up in Canada. They look more like the person on the left, and Canadians will be eager to show up instead of being served stale coffee and donuts for Mr. Singh Hortons on the right. In response to the news, Tim Hortons is now committing to hiring tens of thousands of local Canadian employees. Looks like Indian fatigue is bad for business. Up next, Nvidia is now worth more than the GDP of every country in the world, except for America and China. Is this a bubble or a new paradigm? The markets will go up forever now and never crash, and we'll all become wealthier than our wildest dreams. Sure we will. Nvidia is selling the shovel and companies are using it to dig up AI. But what happens to Nvidia if they stop digging for digital gold because large language models might be a dead end? Number 7, the next time you're having a bad day, remember that Lily Allen once turned down $200,000 worth of Bitcoin in 2009 to perform, which would be worth $16.2 billion today. Looking back in retrospect is a luxury. In reality, if she did take that Bitcoin, she probably would have cashed it in for $200,000. She had virtual infinity stones and thought they were just a bunch of imaginary pebbles. Be aware though, interest in Bitcoin and crypto is falling, and I suspect the next bull run will probably be the last one to get super rich in. But only if you're already rich. Moving on, do you agree that she can have a tummy but still be yummy? Yes, but only so long as her chesticles are much bigger than her belly. Also remember that she's just a junior land whale here and will probably go full beluga at you at some point. Also, after the age of 30, the fatter they get, the more rancid the smell, because the sweat pools everywhere. These days, this woman is much skinnier than average. So therefore, by that logic, most guys would be fine with this. Number 9, what's the ideal men's shorts length? For me, I'd say number 4. But why the hell do they all look like they're gay? It's gotta be the combination of dress shoes with white socks and those skinny legs combined with that dressy shirt. It all looks so ridiculous. On second thought, in this case, I'll take the outfit on the far right because it doesn't look gay. just by. But this still has to be the biggest fashion disaster in all of history. Remember, he took this role, but Connery turned down Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, John Hammond in Jurassic Park, and Morpheus in The Matrix. Up next, more than half of couples meet online these days. That means it's over for most men out there because they can't visually wow women enough to have them swipe right. A better suggestion is to try and meet women in real life. I met many of my girlfriends of the 90s and 2000s online, and if I had to date again, I'd go to social events or possibly social media. But dating in general is a waste of time as well, and for me a waste of health at this point. Number 11, this Swiss woman converted to Islam to marry a Muslim man only to have everything be controlled. She was also locked up and beaten. Is that so? My only question is, why does it look like she's smiling? Is it because she's attracted to violent men or something? I will say one thing about Islam. It gives women clothing that covers up how fat they really are. And in this case, however, there's too much to conceal effectively, and we still see her inner obesity. Also, lady, the way he treated you, what part of that wasn't clear from the Quran? Moving on, is this a difference between the normal and optimal male life cycle? You either become a family man and have kids, or you become a musical folk hero, meet your maker at the age of 27. But both outcomes are the same. After all, it was Mark Twain who once said that most men die at 27, but we just end up burying them at 72. Obviously meaning that most men lose their passion and curiosity and die spiritually. The lucky men keep all of those things and live life to the fullest. Number 13, Nicole was murdered on the way to school at the age of 15 in 1995. Years later, her stepbrother Andy confessed the crime, but it was a false confession. Andy's plan was for them to exhume her body and use modern DNA testing to find out who there really was. They did, and they found the real killer. It sounds like the happiest ending you can get, but this happened in the Netherlands, and the killer only received a 12-year sentence. This is how idiotic the European justice system is. Up next, here's Megan Fox posing in the same bikini 18 years apart. Gee, something changed about her. It's gotta be those tattoos, and her hair looks a little bit darker. But there's something else, I just can't seem to figure it out. Could it be that she raised 3 trans kids? And it also looks like she had some work done on her face. But there still seems to be something else. If you think I'm wrong, then tell me so I can make a clean breast of it. Number 15, meanwhile in Japan, they came up with a completely new meaning for ghosting, where you can pay companies to make you completely disappear and start a new life, and it's called Zhohatsu. And it's so intense that even the cops won't be looking for you. You just need to visit your local vacuum cleaner repairman with a bag full of cash and he'll help you do the job right. But seriously, a lot of married men trying to avoid a divorce sure could use this. Moving on, people are saying that the kid on the right had an incredible future as a femboy, but instead he decided to throw it all away by following Mr. Mustache. Maybe bro finally realized he was brainwashed by the Tiny Hand Mafia and dressed like a girl and snapped. Just kidding. He could have been pleasing nasty men for money. Instead, he's still going to be pleasing nasty men, but he's probably going to be doing it for free in prison. Maybe this is what happens when the hormone pills eventually wear off. Number 17, Germany has gone insane with its suicidal empathy and awarded a migrant citizenship after stabbing a German comedian 5 times. And I wouldn't be surprised if the comedian was put in jail for provoking the man to attack him. I guess the comedian didn't take this as a laughing matter and decided to move himself and his family to Norway because of it. This is what's going to happen in many Western countries. People will flee for their safety and sanity. Up next, here's Will Smith's mugshot from 1989. I wonder what Jazzy Jeff made him do. What did he do? Was he caught simping? Maybe using a neuralizer on a cop? Apparently, he was arrested for a bunch of different things, including aggravated assault and criminal conspiracy. So it looks like the incident with Chris Rock wasn't a one-off. I guess he was also slapping people back in his prime. I bet the 1989 was the last time he felt black until that Oscar slap. Number 19, New York State just saw $47 billion in revenue fly down to Texas and Florida as 892 companies left the states. Even North Carolina got in on the action and took in 187 companies. When you run your state into the ground like a Marxist hellhole, do you really expect people not to revolt or leave? Who's going to fund all the illegals in New York City now? Looks like Mandani was trying to get little Bobby De Niro pay for it, and he even left. Good times ahead for the Empire State. Moving on, remember that everything is about women, even when it's about men. This woman buried her father yesterday, and she just had to take this selfie showing off her cleavage. It's all about getting as much attention as possible from every tragedy. They keep getting more and more creative for their narcissist selfies. This one couldn't put both her and the Artemis space launch in the frame, so she filmed the reflection of the rocket on her glasses. Clearly not planned or anything. Number 21 looks like actions have consequences after all, with this woman saying that she's open to a relationship but is also comfortable being single. That means she's desperate for a relationship, but the problem is she can't get one, because she's got herpes type 2, but you're in luck because she hasn't had any outbreaks over the last 2 years. This reminds me of a time when a woman wanted me to not use a Jimmy hat, even though she smelled like a yeast factory down there. Up next, check out this Looney Tune. They them is a trans killer and explained to authorities how gender surgery pished her to and her parents. What do you think happens to a man taking female hormones? The same thing that happens to women. They start becoming irrational and emotional and act before they think. And what do you think happens to a man who's been rational his whole life before taking them? I interviewed transmaxers and one of them told me they stopped taking hormones because they started to make them go crazy. Number 23, look at the progress India's made in the last 100 years. The Indians will say that the only reason their art has crashed like this is because of the British, no doubts, that they destroyed their culture. But to be fair, you can't base Indian sculpture on just one statue. But that's not a problem I have with Indian culture and design. My issue is the way they use too much color and it's just way too tacky. That blue doesn't exactly signal subtlety now, does it? Moving on, they say the economy is fine, yet for the first time in 70 years, Honda lost money. This is what a K-shaped economy looks like. The lower income people can't afford cars while people at the top of the economic pyramid continue to get richer and richer, because governments all over the world are printing money like it's going out of style. Honda will probably be fine though, because this is probably just due to their malinvestment in EVs. Number 25 and the last one, women are wondering why Kat Dennings, at the age of 39 with those curves, isn't getting roles in Hollywood anymore. It's because she's not divorced and not gay enough, and of course, she's 39 years old. She should try out for the mom roles. She'll probably get them. It could also be that the casting directors are mostly women these days, and there's nothing more women hate than a woman more busty than they are. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.